You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is citric acid? I'm guessing that the name sounds familiar to you. Citric acid, citric, citrus. This compound is found in citrus fruits, grapefruits, lemons, limes, oranges. That sharp feeling you get from biting into a lemon or lime comes from the citric acid. Even the scientific name for these plants, the genus Citrus, spelled C-I-T-R-U-S, is related to the acid, spelled citric, C-I-T-R-I-C. It's an organic compound. That's the term chemists use for chemicals that are based on the element carbon. Organic compounds have a significant number of carbon atoms, often bonded to the elements hydrogen or oxygen or nitrogen. Citric acid was first isolated by a Swedish chemist named Carl Wilhelm Scheele. He was an incredibly accomplished scientist who made many important discoveries and published many papers. In 1784, Scheele was able to crystallize citric acid from lemon juice. Most of the citric acid made today is produced by giving a mold, called aspergillus, a food medium of sugar. This technique was faster and less expensive than getting citric acid from citrus fruits and could also produce larger amounts. This method was developed in 1917 by an American chemist named James Curie. According to the website run by the Royal Society of Chemistry, which is a very important group for publishing chemistry research, when James Curie developed this process, the price of citric acid dropped from $1.25 per pound to only 20 cents. Today, most citric acid is used in the food and beverage industry, as well as cosmetics, cleaning products, pharmaceuticals. Take a look at the ingredients on your can of soda. It's added for flavoring and preserving the drink. If you go online, you can find recipes to make your own Gatorade with citric acid. Try this easy and very messy activity at home. So do it in a sink. Get some citric acid online or from a grocery. It might be called sour salt. In a plastic cup or jar, mix some warm water and hand soap. Add a little food coloring. Mix in a spoon of baking soda. Finally, put in a spoon of citric acid. It immediately makes a foamy, bubbly mess. Well, we've just learned a little bit about citric acid. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.